Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Closed-door briefings with senior officials from the Justice Department and other agencies are being held in the Senate this week to advance legislation allowing TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. while being severed from its Chinese owner, ByteDance. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco aims to divest TikTok from its parent company instead of an outright ban in the U.S. Monaco and other national security officials have been working behind the scenes with key lawmakers to pass legislation that would result in TikTok being divested and perhaps bought by U.S. investors or an American entity. U.S. chipmaker NVIDIA, which enjoys an 80% AI chip market share, is hoping to cement its dominance with the unveiling of its latest artificial intelligence chip, the Blackwell B200 GPU, which the company says can do some tasks 30 times faster than its predecessor. NVIDIA says the new B200 GPU offers up to 20 petaflops of FP4 horsepower from its 208 billion transistors. Also, it says the GB200 that combines two of those CPUs with a single Gray CPU can offer 30 times the performance for LLM inference workloads while also potentially substantially being more efficient. Amid mounting criticism from privacy activists and consumer groups about Meta's no-ad subscription service, the social media giant has offered to almost half its monthly subscription fee for Facebook and Instagram to €5.99 per month, down from €9.99 per month for a single account. Additional accounts will be priced at €4. Meta launched the ad-free subscription to comply with the Digital Markets Act, which curbs its ability to personalize ads for users without their consent. Tim Lam, a lawyer for Meta, says the company lowered the price to accelerate the process to get to a steady state. That is by far the lowest end of the range that any reasonable person should be paying for services of these quality, and I think it's a serious offer. Finnish technology company Nokia sent a letter to Reddit on Monday claiming the social media platform, which is prepping for an IPO this week, infringes on some of their patents. According to a filing made Tuesday, Reddit is evaluating the claims. As we face increasing competition and become increasingly high profile, the possibility of receiving more intellectual property claims against us grows, Reddit said in the filing. Lagos, Nigeria-based fintech company Move has raised $100 million in a funding round led by Uber as it plots expansion into new markets. Move, which has raised $250 million in equity to date, currently operates in 13 cities across six markets, including Nigeria, South Africa, Ghana, the UK, India, and the UAE. The B round of funding will allow the company to expand to 16 markets by the end of 2025. A new analysis by Stanford and Georgetown University researchers has found that Facebook recommendation algorithms are promoting bizarre AI-generated images being run by spammers and scammers to an audience of people who mindlessly interact with them and perhaps don't understand that they are not real. What's happening simply is that hundreds of AI-generated spam pages are posting dozens of times per day and are being rewarded by Facebook's recommendation algorithm. Because AI-generated spam works, increasingly outlandish things are going viral and are being recommended to people who interact with them. Commercial Bank of Ethiopia, Ethiopia's largest bank, suffered a systems glitch over the weekend, which allowed customers to withdraw more cash from their accounts than they had in their account. Much of the $40 million withdrawn was done so by students on campus ATMs once word about the glitch spread via messaging apps. At least three universities have released statements advising students to return any money not belonging to them that they may have taken from CBE. Anyone returning money will not be charged with a criminal offense. And in a bit of sad news, astronaut Thomas Stafford, commander of Apollo 10, has died at age 93. Stafford, who retired from the Air Force as a three-star general, took part in four space missions. Before Apollo 10, he flew on two Gemini flights, including the first rendezvous of two U.S. capsules in orbit. In a post on X, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said, "Today, General Tom Stafford went to the eternal heavens, which he so courageously explored as a Gemini and Apollo astronaut, as well as a peacemaker in Apollo Soyuz." For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.